The warder looked out at the mid-hour of night, where the grave hills all silently lay. The moonbeams above gave so brilliant a light that the churchyard was as clear as by day. First one, then another, to open began. Here came out a woman, there came out a man, each clad in a shroud long and white. And then for amusement, perchance it was cold, in a circle they seemed to advance, the poor and the rich, the young and the old. But the grave clothes impeded the dance, and as no person thought about modesty there, they flung off their garments and they stripped themselves bare, and a shroud lay on each heap of mold. They kicked up their heels and they rattled their bones, and the horrible din that they made went clickety-clackety, just like the tones of a castanet noisily played. And the warder, he laughed as he witnessed the cheer, and he heard the voice of the betrayer speak soft in his ear, "Go and steal away one of their shrouds." Swift as a thought, it was done. In an instant, he fled behind the church portal to hide. And brighter the moonbeam was shed, and the dance they still shudderingly plied. But at last they began to grow tired of their fun, and they put on their shrouds and slipped off one by one beneath the homes of the dead. But tapping at every grave hill, there stayed one skeleton tripping behind, though not by his comrades the trick had been played. Now its odor he snuffed in the wind. He rushed to the door but fell back with a shock, for well for the weight of the bell and the clock, the sign of the cross it displayed. But the shroud he must have, not a moment he stays. Ere a man he begun to think. On the gothic work his fingers quickly he lays and climbs up. It's chained link by link. Now woe to the warder, for sure he must die, to see like a long-legged spider draw nigh the skeleton's clattering form. And pale was his visage, and thick was his breath. The garb, alas, why did he touch it? How sick grew his soul as the garment of death the skeleton caught in its clutch. The moon disappeared, and the sky changed to dun, and louder than thunder, the church bell tolled one. The specter fell.